303, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Friday Eve. I want to make it a wonderful day for you. I have a pair of tickets. Join me at a wonderful performance. Promises to be a wonderful performance. Casey and the Sunshine Band. Meadow Event Park, Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Series in Doswell. I'm going to give you a chance to win those at 4:45-ish. There you go. All right. So anytime between, well, 4:45-ish. You know what ish means. Come on. You are, yeah. All right. A couple of quick reminders for you. The Chronic Care of Richmond text line, always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Already a text coming in. Jeff, Dana's best shows are when she is on vacation. Ouch. Wow. All right. Well, there you have it. I would pass that along to the management, but I don't think they care what I have to say. In fact, I know they don't care what I have to say, so that's okay. I'm good with that. Just let me keep doing what I'm doing. Hey, George Soros' son, Alex Soros, who, whether you can believe this or not, is even further to the left, apparently, than his father. He is now engaged to Huma Abedin. You know, I don't normally do this page 7 gossipy sort of stuff, but you remember Huma Abedin? She was married to that filthy pervert, Anthony Weiner. You remember him, right? With the, those kind of pictures. You know what I'm saying. And wasn't it with a teenage girl, right? Was she underage? Yeah, he's a convicted sex offender. Gosh, why would anybody want to give that up? But apparently Huma Abedin, who is actually a lifetime sycophant, it seems, of Hillary Clinton. That seemed to be her professional job. And remember, the laptop was loaded up with all sorts of awful stuff at Anthony Weiner and his... his Anthony were involved in. And anywho, so those two are getting married. Fantastic. That is wonderful. He is the official heir to the George Soros $25 billion Open Society Foundation, which finances everything that you and I disagree with. So glad to see that'll be moving along forever and ever. Amen. You've got a chance to vote for me. In fact, you got a couple of chances to vote for me. The Richmond Times-Dispatch Best of Richmond competition is open as we speak. You can vote once per day via text and once per day online. Far be it for me, but I am from Philadelphia, so I've kind of become aware of this. If you have multiple cell phones or access to multiple cell phones, each and every one of those cell phones you may utilize to text the number 980 to 804-375-5011. Yeah, every cell phone within reach. You text 980 to 804-375-5011. And let's say you've got a couple of different computers that you access, different browsers that you're using. Well, of course, each of them can vote. You would simply go to tinyurl.com/votejeff24. And in case you are having difficulty with any of that, just visit any of my social media channels and you will be able to get the links that you need. I used to enjoy Candace Owens. I did. I really, honest to goodness, used to enjoy her speaking and her writing and all sorts of stuff, but I don't know exactly what's happened to her. Because it just seems to me that, well, maybe something has happened to her. You know, she had that big public breakup with Ben Shapiro and his outfit called what? The Daily Wire. Because, well, it just seems that Candace Owens now has some real problems with Jews. That's what it appears to be. And it bothers me. Because, again, I have, up until now at least, enjoyed so much of what she's had to say. But she's talking about Dr. Joseph Mengele, who, by all accounts, is one of the worst human beings to ever, ever set foot on planet Earth. He did outrageous, disgusting, vile experiments on Jews of all sorts, with a special emphasis on Jewish children, and then an even closer emphasis, if you will, on Jewish children who were twins. To even begin to describe the experiments would cause some people to say, I can't listen to that. And I understand that. But Candace Owen doesn't seem to have that problem. Now, here's what she said. The Nazis experimented on innocent people. Okay, well, she's got that right. Some of the stories, by the way, sound completely absurd. They just cut a human up and sewed them back together. Why would you do that? Well, that's a good question, Candace. Why would you do that? Why would anyone do that? I don't know. Because you're evil? Because you are a twisted, sick human being? I don't know that there's any logical response. That is always a problem when you try to apply some sort of logic, some sort of common sense approach to something that is clearly not logical. Then she goes on to say, literally, even if you're the most evil person in the world, that's a tremendous waste of time and supplies. I don't think that Mengele and the Nazis were that concerned with the, quote, waste of time or supplies. They were determined to slaughter people in the macro, and in the micro, Mengele was focused on doing all sorts of gruesome experimentation on very unwilling participants. And then Candace Owen concludes by saying, quote, that just sounds like bizarre propaganda. Huh. Well, I don't know how to tell you this, Candace, but the Nazis also kept rather detailed records. And they kept detailed records of these absolutely disgusting, vile, inhumane, unthinkable experiments. We have that, do we not, Germ? All right, do me a favor. This is actually Candace Owens. Let's take a listen to her.
Come on, that's the difference. They experimented on twins. I mean, some of the stories, by the way, sound completely absurd. I mean, like, the idea that they just, like, cut a human up and then sewed them back together. Why would you do that? Literally, even if you're the most evil person in the world, that's a tremendous waste of time and supplies. Just slice a person in half and sew them together. That just sounds like bizarre propaganda.
Oh, it does? Okay. Well, you need to read more. You could easily, and I do mean easily, read it for yourself. That's all. I mean, I don't know what to say other than you are not doing a lot of research, I suppose. Or perhaps what Ben Shapiro was getting at, that you seem to have a problem with the Jewish people? Is that what this is? I don't know. I don't know the answer, but I wanted to throw it out there to you. If you want to take a look at this, you want to listen to it closer. Now, I have shared it all over social media. You should be following me on social media. Let me just remind you about the various avenues for you. Over on X, Jeff Katz Show. Jeff Katz Show on X. Sign up, follow it now. I'll send this out again. And on Facebook, The Jeff Katz Show. The Jeff Katz Show. All right. 804 says, wait a minute, Jeff, let me cancel that Dana-hating comment. Okay, well, he's gonna roll it back. That's good. He says, I love Dana's show. I look forward to hearing her each day and miss her when she's away. But I do like her guest hosts. Oh, that's Mike. Oh, all right, well, I don't know, Mike. Do you like it or not like it? Do you prefer her guest host to her? Because you never want to be in that situation, by the way. Now, I'm just telling you. Hey, Jeff, we need to discuss this Candace Owens thing over a couple of adult beverages. Okay. I can make sense of it for you, but it ain't pretty, nor is it pleasant. Ooh. We love you, Jeff. That's from Jim in McCanksville. Thank you, Jim. We love you, too. Jim and his lovely bride came to politics. Well, came to a couple of politics and pints, now that I think about it. And I think we've got another one of those coming up. Well, I think it's October. Don't quote me. I'm not allowed to say anything because I don't really know what I'm saying, right? I think it's October. Again, nobody really tells me anything. But if they did, I think at some point somebody mentioned October. So if you would, on your calendar, on your schedule, just block out the entire month of October, except for Halloween. I know. I know we are definitely not doing it on Halloween. All right, coming up at 3:33, Brian Maloney is going to be here. We'll talk a little bit about Biden. Hey, we can't help but do it, right? Is he or is he not going to be the choice for the Democrats? Even when it comes to pitching them out the door, it seems like they're having some troubles here, which leads me to question, what is it that Joe and Dr. Jill Biden might have on these Democrats, because some of them marched into that meeting with the Bidens, dumping them, and they spent an hour or so in there, and they came out and went, oh, these are the best people ever. We love them. So I don't honestly know what they might have on them. But Brian Maloney will know. And at 4:45, I'm going to give you a chance to win some great tickets. KC and the Sunshine Band coming to the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series. That's at Meadow Event Park in Doswell. They're going to be there on August the 31st. And 4:45-ish, I will have a chance for you to win a pair of tickets. It is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 3:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. You know, y'all, don't you dare use that T word. Ugh. Although, last week on this Friday Eve, most of us were looking in the mirror saying, guess who doesn't have to go to work today? Didn't get to do that today. But anywho, it is a Friday Eve. We've got our buddy Brian Maloney who's going to join us. I want to know from Brian because he's been behind the scenes on a million different community organizations, you know, activism, campaigns, as well as one of the best talk radio personalities ever. What he thinks is really going on with Biden and that crew. Are they or are they not sticking with him? I know they're all busy sticking knives in him, but now it looks like they're pulling the knives out of his back. Oh, and today's the day to have a Slurpee. Well, it's 7-Eleven. Yeah. Does 7-Eleven give you free Slurpees on 7-Eleven? I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. They do? Oh! All right, well, first, I've got to track down a 7-Eleven. Then I got to see if I can get a... I used to love the Coca-Cola Slurpee. That was always my favorite. The other stuff was more like a, you know, kind of like a science project. The bright purple and orange and greens. I mean, they were yummy, but... all right, so it is National Happy Slurpee Day at 7-Eleven because today is, in fact, 7-Eleven. Yeah, that would absolutely do it. Every once in a while, I have to chuckle because I get this note from either Germ, who is the producer of this here little show, or his other client. Jeremy actually produces two award-winning radio shows. During the week, he's doing this one, and then on Saturdays, he is the executive producer for Sam Newsman. And you may be familiar with Sam. He is the most trusted puppet in media and has been reporting since Roswell. So I sometimes get these messages which are just fantastic, but not suitable in any way possible for airing. So if I just chuckle for no apparent reason, I blame Jeremy. That's all. All right. Democrats, including Jennifer McClellan. Remember her? She's a member of Congress from the city of Richmond. Yeah. She is outraged at the SAVE Act. The SAVE Act would say you and I, like everybody else on planet Earth, actually has to show identification of some sort before we can vote. I sometimes have to show identification before I can pick up my dry cleaning. You have to show identification for any number of reasons, but apparently to choose the leader of the nation, even if it is Joe Biden, she does not want anybody to have to show ID. Quote, this is the 2024 version of the Jim Crow poll tax, and we should vote against it. It's outrageous. It simply says you have to prove that you are a citizen before you cast a vote. This is not making you pay. She claims, however, that it's just too expensive to call on people to have identification. Let me tell you, here in our beloved Commonwealth, what does a driver's license cost? It's like $5 a year or something. And if you don't have a driver's license, you just want an ID card because you don't drive, you need an ID card. I think that's $2 a year. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Now, this I can share. Everybody knows my pal Emily, right? Emily Morrissey? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She is the queen of the bracelet-making business and a style icon. Emily from emilysbracelets.com apparently had her free Slurpee today because she was celebrating 7-Eleven Day. Oh, all right. Well, Em, tell me what flavor you got, and maybe I will look into this a little bit further. Brian Maloney is going to look into the possible candidacy, such as it is, of Joe Biden. He'll do that next. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.